Original music, The Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis. This is our own Brian Altimer.
I love it. Our sonic genius. Nice job, Brian. That is awesome.
Hey, I got right now, let's see. Well, let me open this up and then we'll figure it all. Richard Roper is joining us. You know, this is going to be very interesting for the Top 5 at 5. You'll join us for this. But then, because you're the co-inventor of the Top 5 at 5 anyway, so you might as well be here. The Richard, you know, is a guy who has, for part of his income, professionally gambled. I think that's one way of putting it, right?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. Prognosticator, odds maker. Mm-hmm. Wagerer on all things that have yet to be decided. See that raindrop?
Yep.
Yeah. Is that other raindrop going down that window? I got raindrop on the left.
Have you made more money from the income covering it or from the actual gambling?
Ooh, let's not talk about that because I don't have Donald Trump's accountants.
All right.
But you've, so another the answer, that answer, is, answer the answer to that is he's never made money on it.
No, okay. It's not. I'm like Hollywood movies. The Gone with the Wind is still in the red.
The let me what you've done is you've taken a gambler's assessment of what's going to happen in the election tomorrow.
Yeah, this has got nothing to do with who I want to win or who should win or who will set us back 150 years and who would be the first female president. None of that.
Right.
This is me just assessing it if I had my last dollar and I had a bet.
Where'd you put it?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
And if people would rather bet on this election than vote in it, we'll tell you how to do that, what the odds
state
are.
State-by-state breakdown for you.
Oh, very interesting.
And I know you guys like to record everything.
Yes,
it
we
all
do.
Sticks to the website, so you can either mock or laud. I always call it the Sneed rule. If you get it right, you mention it. If not, you just move on. I love her. I learned that from Michael Sneed. You heard it here first.
Donald Trump does that sometimes too. Mm-hmm. Mark or Laud was the morning show, wasn't
it?
Yeah, the dot or whatever that thing was called.
With Barsky in the morning zoo, I believe.
All right, here we go. That's not why you called, is it, people?
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokon Show. Let's go!
First Top 5 at 5 in total darkness.
Oh, gosh, you're right. Look at that sky. Is it like 8 o'clock or 5 o'clock?
That explains why your W has purple bunting on it. You're flying the W, but you've got some purple bunting warning of the loss of daylight.
Having a little bit of an issue right now. Hey, right now, I'll help you, though, with your mood. I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge, your state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200. Rips us off. Just gonna let this music play because the other stuff in the top 5 is too depressing.
Number 5.
I'm not talking to you.
Protesters clashed yesterday afternoon near the site of a deadly police shooting. 25-year-old man in the Mount Greenwood neighborhood on Saturday. Investigators said that Joshua Beal of Indianapolis was armed when a confrontation between he and officers resulted in the fatal shooting. Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter clashed on 111th Street yesterday in Mount Greenwood.
If you want a black man to die, you send the police to kill him. And that's what you have today.
He identified himself. He had a police uniform on. He says, I'm Chicago police. He's got a gun pointed at him.
The problem is everybody is making their assumptions based on the little stuff that they see, the picture, the video. No one knows what happened.
You know, I heard an interesting analysis today about protesting in America, and especially as it pertains to the election, that the one thing that, you know, people are talking about the social media overlay and how it's changed the tenor of this election and it's changed the tenor and the temperament of the American people.
Right.
And one of the observations I heard, which I thought really, really rings true, is that people now want to be heard. They don't want to hear. Mm-hmm. There's no desire to hear. Mm-hmm. It is a desire only to be heard. And because social media allows you to be heard without necessarily hearing, because you just throw it out there and people react or they don't. Maybe you start a fight with somebody or maybe you don't. But whatever it is, you're projecting out. Most people go to social media to express as opposed to involve themselves in the expression of others.
That's a great point.
Absolutely.
And you think that that's why people often are following people who think like themselves, and it becomes even more and more polarizing, right? Because you start unfollowing those who don't believe the way you do, and it kind of shuts down everybody from understanding each other.
People just want their own positions to be reinforced.
Sure.
As and some of those positions are newly founded or, you know, lightly adhered to until just recently. Mm. Now, what's interesting about this particular case in Mount Greenwood, mm-hmm, is that there's a ton of video and pictures that are now emerging of this confrontation because everybody has cameras.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are family members who were saying that this guy wasn't armed, and that's clearly not the case according to the pictures that at least I've seen, and I think that are starting to make their way. And there are a lot of issues here as it pertains to the actual details of this engagement. It appears that there had been a road rage incident where two totally uninvolved people got involved in a road rage incident. And this person who ended up dying at the hands of a police sergeant stopped, got out into the middle of that. This is my understanding of it, and got out in the middle of it. And at that point, they say brandished a weapon. The police officer, there was an off-duty police officer. There were firefighters there because this road rage incident resulted in the blocking of the fire lane for in front of a fire station on 111th.
Crazy.
And so they came out going, hey, you guys got to get move along from here. And then the thing just got louder and wider. Hmm. And then guns came out and that was
wow.
it.
Damn. Insane.
Wow. And now it couldn't be even more polarizing. You heard the mayor today call for, hey, you know, there are people with these ugly signs that are racist, the Black Lives Matter, saying that police, you know, horrible things about police. And he's just like,
ugh. Well, you heard that one guy say, no, if you want to see a black man dead, call a policeman. That's
it's horrible.
This is not even remotely accurate statistically, or it's not true in spirit either. I mean, no. it is not what there are a lot of problems in society. And this is one now that it seems to be designed to delegitimize, once again, delegitimize power structures, and saying that, you know, the people who are there to enforce the rules of civilization and the laws of the land can no longer do so. They are no longer allowed to do so because I choose in my own world not to believe in it. And that, to me, seems very Trumpian. Trump makes his own reality and just wants to live in it. And I think that you're now seeing, like, these little pockets of grievance organizations and grievance individuals, people who just are aggrieved at all times by somebody doing something bad to them, mm-hmm, now live in their own false reality, and they can now express their own false reality on a larger, more legitimate platform than they ever had before.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And you also have the situation, I don't remember too much of this before, with paid protesters. And sometimes when I see protests now, I'm not sure how many of them are funded from some out-of-state, you know, organization. They ship them in.
That has been around Chicago forever.
It feels as if since NATO we've had a lot of this, you know, and you see it with the Black Lives Matter situation. You saw it with the Trump situation when he tried to speak here, that paid people were there to try to literally stir up trouble, not to express their viewpoints, but to try to create chaos.
That was the quote from The Wild One, Marlon Brando, 1954. What are you rebelling against? What do you got?
Well, but there's one thing to protest.
Like professional agitators.
I mean, I don't know. Just to actually be there with the idea that you're supposed to try to agitate enough to encourage
violence. Lovely way to go through life, isn't
That's
it?
What this country's about? Doesn't seem
That's
right.
what some people are about.
Sure. All right. Checking in.
Got anything more fun for the next four?
God, I hope so.
Number four.
Hillary Clinton, four stops, three states today. At a second event today in Grand Rapids, Michigan, she asked undecided voters to reflect on the future.
When your kids and grandkids ask what you did in 2016, when everything was on the line, I hope you'll be able to say that you voted for a better, stronger, fairer America. We are going to make the biggest investment in good-paying jobs since World War II. Jobs and infrastructure, our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our ports, our airports, our water systems.
I would have liked it better if she had said, when you ask your grandkids, you don't want them saying, I can't hear you, I'm on the other side of this wall. I'm on the other side of the wall now. We need a little humor.
By the way, the show's moving to Estonia, Richard.
Yes.
It was a decision that was made earlier today.
Free healthcare, free university, education. Yeah.
Cool flag, I think.
A lot of alcohol.
Blue and black flag. It's actually kind of a flag that actually clashes with itself. Sort of like like the people of Estonia.
Yeah, fly the E. Mm-hmm.
And what we decided to take the W flag and
we'll
just turn it sideways.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're there.
Sure.
Great national
anthem. It's all going to work out.
And as Kevin said, Babe Alert.
Wow.
Donald Trump was in Raleigh, North Carolina today and in a reflective moment. Ooh, listen to this.
Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt person ever to seek the office of the presidency of the United States. She threatened national security. She sold her office to the highest bidder. And then to cover her tracks, she deleted 33,000 emails after receiving a congressional subpoena, and nothing happens to her. Nothing happens.
Boy, that Alec Baldwin is good. Oh, that was really him.
That was him.
Okay.
It was very similar. Though.
You know, what's interesting is you can tell when he's reading the prompter, he's so disinterested in other people's words.
He mispronounced things.
He was great. Like earlier today, after Raleigh, North Carolina, he was in, I'll say it was in Michigan. He was somewhere else. And he was off prompter, which they told him he can't do in this last day. Right. But he was back to that sort of on his own. He goes slowly. Yeah. We actually have, we figured out the trick that Jimmy Kimmel uses for drunk Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have some of that.
Okay.
They show my face and the two people behind me, not the thousands behind me. They never do. They never do. So dishonest. There they are. There they are. My group, Women for Trump.
Oh, my God.
They've been following me, these ladies, for a long time. How are we doing? Are we doing well?
Uncle Donald, you got to have this coffee. Just drink a little of this coffee.
What's the trick? They just slow it down, right? Isn't that all they do? Or is there?
Yeah, there's a process. No,
some sort of compression-y thingy.
Yeah, you just slow it down.
And you know, you've been watching and you've been seeing. And these people are being driven crazy, the dishonest media. We're winning Ohio. We're winning Iowa. We're winning, we think, New Hampshire. We're going to do great in New Hampshire. I hear we're winning North Carolina big.
It's like mesmerizing.
It's amazing.
It's so good. Oh, man.
Can you guys do that to my traffic?
Not live. Yes. But we could. You know what? Let's roll on her. Let's try this. We'll try it on the other side. Let's listen to Violetta's WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
Vote and then watch your vote count on election night with Mark Sapelsa, Micah Mater, and Chicago's most complete election coverage. Watch WGN TV News on election night.
Top 5-5 continues checking in at
number 3.
Janet Reno has died. She was the nation's first attorney general who was a woman. She held the position during the Clinton administration from 1993 to 2001. A month after being sworn in, she authorized the FBI to use force to bring the 51-day standoff in Waco, Texas, to an end with the Branch Davidians. 76 people died. Reno later expressed remorse at a congressional hearing.
This was the hardest decision I have ever had to make, probably one of the hardest decisions that anybody could have to make. It will live with me for the rest of my life. Everyone involved in the events of April the 19th made their best judgments based on all the information we had.
It's a tough moment in American history right there.
It really was.
All right, checking in. At don't guess.
Number 2.
Jay-Z and his wife. Wait, who is he married to?
Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce. That's right.
You knew that.
Held a Get Out the Vote concert in Cleveland over the weekend. This was free. Queen Bey told the crowd that less than 100 years ago, women of all colors and class did not have the right to vote.
Look how far we've come from having no voice to being on the brink of making history again by electing the first woman president. Yes, there was a time when a woman's opinion did not matter. If you were black, white, Mexican, Asian, Muslim, educated, poor, or rich. If you were a woman, it did not matter.
She now talks like an actual queen. Have you noticed how she's changed the cadence?
She
like,
is.
You know,
yeah.
The House of Lannister. All the houses
Game
will be
Thrones.
Mine.
Yeah. Self, you get that sort of that rock star self-importance. When
That's
they start
true.
To get real political on stage, they all kind of come back into this.
It is.
Right, like, it's like, you're from Texas, right? She's from Houston.
I had a Caesar salad this morning around 11:30 after a workout. Let's put a ring on it. You like this one, don't you?
It's all of a sudden.
She just right. go like, "Hey, everybody! Hi, I'm Beyonce. Nice to meet you."
Right. Well, every
yeah,
sentence,
how she was.
Every
back
sentence
in the
is
day.
The last one you will ever utter.
Yeah.
It's being taken down for the scribes.
Honey, where is
eternity.
The clicker? You always take the clicker. Love her.
Then Jay-Z said this about the Trumpster.
And this other guy, I don't have any ill will towards him, but his conversation is divisive, and that's not an evolved soul to me.
Yeah.
So he cannot be my president. He cannot be our president. Without further ado, I would like to introduce to you the next president of the United States, Ms. Hillary Clinton.
That's amazing.
It's like a Vuvuzela tribute, too, at the end there. I like it. Yeah.
First time ever a woman in a
in a wool pantsuit has been at a Jay-Z concert.
And Beyonce was wearing a pantsuit.
Oh, she was.
Yes.
Kind of in solidarity.
In solidarity with pants. Yeah. That's the first and last time that'll happen on stage for her. Here is Donald Trump responding to them. Here is the Trumpster.
He was not happy about it.
We have to speed him back up.
Okay. Because he was talking in drunk, slow, talking Trump.
Here we go.
And she's not getting any crowds, so she gets Beyonce and Jay-Z. I like them. I like them. And you know what they do? I get bigger crowds than they do. It's true. I get far bigger crowds. Look at this place.
Is that true?
Now, what would that be like if we slowed that down?
And she's not getting any crowds.
Oh, no.
So she gets Beyonce and Jay-Z. I like them. I like them.
All right,
and you know what they do?
He was like, I got no guitar, no piano, no nothing, and I'm still packing them in.
Yeah, fantastic.
That's true.
Fantastic.
I like how the crowd went after Jay-Z and Beyonce. All right. And oh, man. Oh, God. Estonia, here we come.
Number one.
Alec Baldwin and Kate McKinnon made the most of what they had on Saturday Night Live, the last appearance before the election.
That's right. I called it. And these emails are very bad for you, Hillary. That's why I never, ever use email. It's too risky. Instead, I use a very private, very secure site where one can write whatever they want to and no one will read it. It's called Twitter.
Mr. Trump, everyone can see your tweets.
Really? And I'm still in this thing? America, you must really hate this lady.
And they do.
All right, right.
Oh, but he's off the Twitter.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, they had to take him off. That's weird.
The top five at five.